Have you ever wondered about life's biggest questions? Like, why am I here? What happens when we die? Or what else is out there? Well, we have, and we love to talk about it. And if you're listening, we think you probably do too. I'm Robin.
And I'm Karen. And we've spent our lives searching for those answers, and we're seekers just like you.
We'll be talking to some of the most fascinating spiritual teachers, healers, and scientists, and showing you how you can use some of their spiritual practices for yourself.
We'll also be sharing stories of other seekers to motivate you to live your fullest life.
And we'll be translating it all, so the spiritual stuff won't feel so out there.
So if you're curious, get ready to rediscover why we're here together. You may remember crystals from your youth, but so many don't know how powerful they can be in their adult lives.
Meet Heather and Timmy, who have created a crystal empire called Energy Muse. Karen and I have bought jewelry and crystals from them and knew they would be the perfect people to introduce the power of crystals to our fellow seekers. Hi, Heather and Timmy.
Hello.
Thanks for waiting for us. We're so happy to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us how you first met and how you became interested in crystals.
Timmy, why don't you start?
Well, so my grandma lived between Heather and I. So we would see each other all the time because I was always at my grandma's and I was always going over to Heather's to play. And talking about like some of this stuff was just meant to be. My grandma would talk to us and I would talk to Heather over the fence about reincarnation at like age 7. So, you know, not a lot of kids back in 5 decades ago were talking about this kind of stuff, but that's where Heather and I started a lot of our journey. And we have been friends since elementary school. And I will say we have caused a lot of havoc, but we've honed in our energy, so to speak, and really are on a mission to do something really amazing, which is educate and tell people and teach people more about crystals. Obviously, the gods, the divine energies above knew they needed to put us together at some point, and it started long ago.
How are you talking about reincarnation at 7?
I was going to say the same thing. Where did that come from?
Well, my grandma was introducing it to us. She was a real trailblazer back in the 70s. She just was trying to get us educated about what that was. And could your mind even go there? Do you believe in reincarnation? Are our souls coming back to this earth over and over again? And probably like you two, Heather and I have lived in many lifetimes together. So it made perfect sense.
And Heather, how are you in terms of understanding this as well?
I would go into my house and my grandma would be sipping tea. And she's like, have some tea. And I'm like, okay, because she's this Irish woman. And then she turned the teacup over and she'd spin it. She's like, let's read your tea leaves. So that's kind of how I grew up in this, you know, very mystical world. Timmy and I grew up in Manhattan Beach, and definitely my mom and dad did not raise me and be like, I want you to be a crystal healer. And this is what we want you to do. We want you to go to college and then we want you to be a crystal healer. Okay. So it wasn't back then, you know, growing up in Manhattan Beach had this energy of being free and being by the water and this creative renaissance. But when I was growing up, I wasn't around crystals by any means. It wasn't part of our conversation in our home. You know, when I got into crystals, it was a complete heart-opening discovery.
Timmy, were there certain crystals that attracted you right away from a young age?
No, not at all.
So how did you get introduced to crystals?
Well, through Heather. So my life has always been a very linear path. You know, I followed the rules. I went to college. I went locally in California, got married at age 22, got a really great job in the garment industry with one of my parents' friends who was selling to the big box retailers. I wanted to be in sales. I love sales. And the gentleman who hired me said, oh, you'll be in sales, but you're going to work out in shipping. You're going to work in production. You're going to work as the customer service person. You will watch the designer, then you'll get into sales. So it sounded terrible at the time, but fast forward, with Heather and I starting our own company, I had a lot of background about different facets of a business, but I got completely burned out of the garment industry. I mean, I was traveling all the time. I was in New York probably 2 weeks out of every other month. Again, I was married. It wasn't so conducive to a happy marriage. I knew I didn't want that to be. And I knew that money didn't buy happiness. So it was time to get out. And that was exactly what I did. I didn't know what I was going to do, which is very unlike me. Nothing was planned. I just knew the timing was I needed to get out. And that's when Heather was starting to study energy, which I'll let her tell you about it, and introduced me to our prosperity necklace, which started our company.
Fascinating. Yeah. Pick up there, Heather.
So to Timmy's linear, I'm nothing like that. I'm a fluid in the flow. I have a different frequency. I land here back on earth because I got to. I got kids and a husband and those people. But when I was in my 20s, my late 20s, you know, I look good on paper. Like if you looked at me at paper, you're like, dang, that girl's got game. I mean, I had a house by the beach. I had the car. I had the money. I had the boyfriend. And I am like thinking I'm doing good. But there was this emptiness inside of me because back then I thought money did have happiness. I have all this stuff. What up? Is there a heart in there? Am I feeling? And so at that time, I was selling million-dollar properties. And in the 80s, back then, that was a big deal. And I was rookie of the year. I was great with that whole thing. And a man came in. He was a CFO of a Fortune 500 company. And he comes in. He said, look, I'm going to buy a ton of real estate from you. And I'm like, I'm your girl. And he said, but you got to learn this one thing. And I said, I'm in. Whatever you need, I'm going to learn. He said, I only buy houses that have good feng shui. Now, this was 27 years ago. I'm like, I'm sorry, say what? And he's like, it's about this balance of energy, whatever. So because I wanted him as a client and he was going to buy a lot of real estate, I started learning the Chinese feng shui, which is all based on mathematics. And now this is 27 years ago, and it's me and a room of Chinese men. It was an interesting time because I learned about energy, which I knew nothing about. But what happened was because I learned this, I could go in and I knew how to activate houses for wealth. And so at the time, the market was bombing, but I wasn't because my houses were selling. And then I got to have that full stigma of, oh, have you guys met the witch? Oh, so that was another fun time in the life, okay? It started me on this whole journey of this invisible world that people couldn't see, but very much existed. And so that started this whole thing. And I stumbled across a crystal store one day. And this is the very first crystal. It got me at hello. It got me at you're so pretty. I like you. It was an amethyst. I walked in. I knew nothing about it. The lady said it comes from Brazil. It has this energy of intuition. I'm like, what is intuition? But I'm a researcher and I am a truth seeker to the demise of me. I'm very much open to trying a lot of things, but because I'm busy, I have a husband, I have a business, I have kids, I only play around with things that work. I'm very into formulas. I'm very meticulous about research. It's what feeds my soul. I have books everywhere. But when I got into the energy of the earth, it was all of a sudden, I was like, oh, this is what feeling like home feels like. Mm. And when you're really scattered and you don't know what that feels like and you land inside your heart, which I didn't even know beat at that point, all of a sudden my life changed. And I wanted everyone to know about it. And it just still makes me passionate. Like I want to cry because it's so amazing when you can ground into your own energy and you become personally empowered. And then you know who you are. And we need that right now. We all need to remember how powerful we are.
So would you say for somebody who's just really a newbie with crystals and they want to get going, is there a crystal that you'd say everybody should own?
Well, for me, I do think there's a couple crystals that everyone can benefit from. And it's selenite. This is selenite because it helps you to clear your energy field and it helps to fill your aura with white light. I think shungite is another one that everyone should have. Mm-hmm. They should have it along next to their EMFs, their computers, their screens, their routers, their phones, their you name it. And I definitely think right now that rose quartz, at least if we're just going three, we're talking, you hit a little bit of all the color spectrum. You know, you have dark and white, and then right in the center is rose quartz because this helps to suck away fear. And just laying this on your chest before you go to bed at night and even putting this like right here on your body, it's a new day and you don't even have to do anything. You could lay there for 11 minutes and you will feel like a new person. When you get crystals, put them on your body. Have them around you. Get to know them, touch them, connect.
That's really helpful.
Well, and this is what I wear, like Heather just mentioned, selenite and shungite. So it's our energy clearing necklace and our neutralizer. So good to just have on your body.
But the thing with crystals, I think people need to know is you're not going to go wrong. Because somebody will be like, look, I got this crystal and it's not working. I'm like, I'm sorry, say what? I've had this for about 48 hours and it's not working. And I'm like, it's a crystal. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is a tool. This is, you don't just have this show up and all of a sudden everything goes, it doesn't work like that. It's a tool that you work with for you to do your own personal work. It's about you to tap into your magical essence, to help you as a tool to break through to yourself, where you find your own inner pot of gold that's within you.
And I think that's really important.
So we need to bring more empowerment and remembrance of, you got this. It doesn't have to be hard. It's super simple. Just do it. Just do it and move forward. And that's where you begin.
Now, have your kids been open to this? Was that a long journey as well?
Well, they didn't have a choice. Like, we went somewhere last night and I'm like, hey, are we going to do new moon grids? Do you guys want me to bring on? And they're like, please, Mom, just be normal tonight, please.
Timmy, so how did she bring you along on this journey, being the straight air that you are?
Yeah, and kind of a nutshell, she had all of this information, which she just shared with you, and then she knew about feng shui and the energy of stones, and so she developed the prosperity necklace, which is three Chinese coins tied with red string, which is what the Chinese give to each other during the new year for good luck and good wealth, and then incorporated jade into a necklace that's kind of similar to this feeling, and made up 10. And I was one of the 10. And I'm like, holy cow, what is she into now? Because I was always her guinea pig. Hey, to me, can we practice feng shui on your house? Of course. Can I lay crystals on you? And how do you feel? What do you like? What's going on? What does the flow feel like? You know, I really wasn't tapped into that stuff at all. But when I wore that piece of jewelry called Prosperity, and I didn't know what I was in a fork in a road. I didn't know what I was going to do. I felt something. People were coming up to me. What is that? What is that piece? What does it do? Oh my God, can I touch it? I love it. People were calling me for opportunities that were out of the blue. And there was just a certain energy that started to transpire. And I said to Heather, if I know nothing about crystals, and a lot of people don't, but this helped me, let's join forces and help a lot of people. So that was really the mission, helping people that knew nothing about energy or crystals create prosperity. It was that easy.
What year was this?
This was 2000, and then I got pregnant. So we were pregnant a month apart. So we birthed our company pregnant.
What was cool about that period is because I was feng shuiing for a lot of celebrities back then. And what happened was we started getting invited to all these Hollywood parties, and people would be like, hey, dude, bring the beads, man. Like, bring the beads. And we're like, dude, we're not doing like a drug deal here. It's just like freaking energy. And people would like usher us in the back room, and they'd come in. They're like, give me five of those. And Timmy and I would come out with like all this cash, and it was amazing. We're like, we are in business. We're killing it. And then 2 years later, it was like a crash. And then we had to learn how to be in business. But it just happened. It was out of the trunk of our car, and it spread by people. It was a frequency, and it was insane. And to this day, our Prosperity necklace is still our number one bestseller. So how many years later? 20. So I like, because of the technological, like, I'm kind of geeky like that. The technology of that mechanics of that energy frequency is still spot on 20 years later. Like, I wouldn't even upgrade it.
But you know what's so interesting is, again, like Heather said, we had no business plan. We were kind of doing this all by the seat of our
pants. We still don't. We really got to get on that. I want
to
get that
done. I hate to say that.
No, please.
I think we're divinely guided a lot of the times.
We really need to get on that.
Well, but what was really amazing is because of my background, we could get things produced. So we started producing, and then Heather would come up with new formulas. We would get those produced, and as she said, literally sell them out of the trunks of our car.
How did you educate yourself on all of these? Because I know you said you love research, Heather.
Okay, so have you guys heard of hot stone therapy, the hot rocks? Okay, so I learned that from the lady that developed it. So I go to Burke Williams, I'm like, I have this new hot rock technique. They're like, nobody's ever going to want that. That sounds too weird. That sounds too out there. So And what I'm about to say is going to even sound more weird. And at this point, you might be like, click, oh, it was nice talking to her. I could hear rocks. I don't even know why. It has to be a past life thing. I don't know why I would do stone readings for people. And people would, I could put crystals together, or when they pulled it, I knew where they were energetically blocked. I think for me, I could read crystals in people's energy and help tweak things so that they can recalibrate to their highest level and they could have breakthroughs. But the crystals came in because I would do stone readings.
Mm-hmm.
And people said, look, this is like in 45 minutes, you got to the soul of where I needed to be. Bam, bam, bam. Let's go there.
Well, and so it seems to me, and like from what, you know, Karen and I have been doing for the last few years, it's like, that is your tool. Like everybody has their own tool. This is your tool. Like that is what helps you really take hold of whatever you're being channeled and like help people. That's mm-hmm. And by the way, nothing is too weird for us. I don't know.
Woo!
Nothing.
I'm trying to keep it as kindergarten as I can.
People like need tools, right? Exactly.
Yes.
You're so perfectly tapped in, Robin. Like we're not saying pray to the crystal. We're not saying the crystal's doing the work. The crystal is the tool that helps you on the journey.
Well, and how did you come up with this process, which I think is unique, with your crystals and your jewelry?
For me, I live, breathe, eat what I do. Doing this for 20 years and having the feedback of formulas as to what works and what doesn't, I know how to hack into things that work and don't work, because we're at such a time right now, we need to have some really good energetic medicine. And if you look at every ancient civilization since the beginning of time, everyone used crystals, every civilization. So we keep looking up, but if we look into this crystalline grid, which Timmy and I can personally talk to because we just went mining, and when we go into the energy of Colorado, and you're not even a quarter mile in, and there's a strain of amethyst, do not tell me that this does not have energetic source, okay? This is under our feet, and we can plug into it, and more people need to know it, and let's get out of this propaganda of these stories of this is witchcraft, this is against this. No, it's not. This is our Mother Earth. Let's plug in. We're all looking around everywhere else, but have we looked down in a while?
That mm-hmm. is really, I mean, and that's why we're doing what we're doing, right? Like we are trying to help show people that this is all around us. It's a part of us. It's not weird. And energy, I mean, that's the other part of things. Like people don't realize the power and the energy that's all around us all of the time, right? And these frequencies.
Well, yeah. I think very logical people, though, that don't see energy, they need something to hold so that they can tap into that. So for someone like myself that is not as connected to it as Heather is, this is something I can hold and connect with where I don't see it, but I am feeling it. And it took me a long time to do that. It wasn't like Heather. I was very different. In fact, I would say it was probably just 5 years ago I really felt it.
We didn't ask about the name, Energy Muse. Where did that
go? Oh, so when I had my feng shui business, which I did for many years for large corporations, I got very attracted to the energy of the muse, like all the muses, women and these muses and these people of women of inspiration for music and for art. And I thought, you know what? And I said, I want to be the muse of energy. And so it started when I had my feng shui business, but then when Timmy and I started, you know, working together, and I took that from there and we started, you know, we used it together.
I know you guys were just on a trip going to the mines and actually seeing the stone, right? So how does that worked over the years? How did you start to find sourcing these crystals?
Like, well, every year there's the huge Tucson Gem Show, and then there's various shows all over the world, quite honestly. And so you get to know a lot of the vendors. And for many years, we've been working with several of them and learning about their mining skills and their processes. But we really thought the initiative right now and during this year would be to buy more from US-based miners and learn more about the mining industry. I have so much respect for these miners. And well, and just like the crystal people, like Heather and I, we're all very different. These miners are all very different. What personalities they have, that's what I can say. And their connection to the crystal and what it means to them. And a lot of them are geologists. Like they are very smart people that are going into the earth with the mission to reclaim it. When they're done, put it back to back how it was, and then have these beautiful crystals come out so we can all enjoy them. It's pretty amazing.
Well, and for each type of crystal, as I was saying before, you've come up with these formulas and processes for people. And is that something, again, how do you come up with those?
Sometimes I used to walk around with them and I hear them, they tell me, I talk to them. I place it, whatever. I'll have people try it. Whatever. And then I tweak the formula. But then I just hear it. I hear a sound. I hear the connection. And it's just kind of something I can't really describe. It's just something I know how to do.
I mean, that's what makes the experience on Energy Muse so unique.
Well, and this is what I think, I'm a very big believer about pure, clean energy in our environments. Okay. So if our warehouse is all whack job, then that's going to seep into the crystals. So we have 24-hour mantras going to purify on a vibrational level our crystals. They get smoked, they get cleansed, they get prayed over, but there's a vibrational frequency that happens 24 hours. There's never a minute that it doesn't go down in our warehouse. So when someone gets an Energy Muse crystal, it means a lot to us because not everyone will purify their crystal when they get it, but when they get an Energy Muse crystal, it's clean. You could start working with it. And I definitely think that's what keeps us on the leading edge. And it's not like a competitive thing. It's like, it's a soulful, heartful thing because it matters. Like,
it makes me want to cry. Like what you said.
I love you. I want to cry too.
It does. Because like that kind of passion and love for wanting to spread that kind of energy is what we all need. Would you say too that like right now and with everything that's going on over these last several months, have you seen more interest in your crystals? Because I think we're all looking for something to help us. And I think for everybody, that's something different. But I kind of think crystals are universal.
Well, I think what you had said earlier at some point, Heather does make it fun. And I think when something's fun and it's easy, then people are like, I don't know where to start because it's like three easy steps. Like there's really nothing you can do wrong. It's just getting the crystal and starting to connect with it. I think because there's so much education on our website, literally, if you had any question, more than likely you could find it from our blog, a video, something is on our website to serve you. And that is really what we are here to do, is to serve up the information so you can have your own journey along with some guidance. And again, these are just tools. They're just tools. But especially now, I think people are open to almost anything, where before they might have some apprehension, they are open to anything that they can get their hands on to help them through these unprecedented times.
What was so interesting is you get that quiz on your site. I send everybody there because they're always so fascinated with the ones I have. And they're like, where do you get them? And how do I know which one is right for me? And I love how you do make it fun with that quiz, because I go there sometimes just for fun to see what speaks to me and to see how that equates with the mood I have that day. I may not buy one that day. Can I just ask a quick question, like a practical question about charging your crystals and then loaning crystals to other people? What are the do's and the don'ts?
For me, crystals are about feeling. And I think that we need to make the journey from our heads to our hearts. And there's times where, if I have a crystal that I am working with and I feel like a friend needs it, or I feel like it is of service, even though I've worked with it, I will pass that on and pay it forward. And then I will have people learn their own cleansing techniques and how they can empower it. So I know sometimes people are like, hey, don't touch my crystals, if they have it on their body. For me personally, I don't get all weirdo about that, because on a daily basis, I clean my own energy field. So even if someone implants their frequency on whatever, I got to do the spiritual workout, spiritual cleansing on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of the coin, there are people that feel very strongly about it. The main point for me is, do you feel, you know who the heck you are? Because we need more of you knowing who you are out there.
Your heart is your compass.
That is the truth. And then where does astrology come into things too? Because I've seen that you have like your crystal horoscope. So would love to know how you have incorporated that into what you're doing too.
Well, because I'm a mystic, I've studied astrology for probably as long as I've studied crystals, and I've studied a variety of astrologies. And it, I find recently, as somebody who looks at astrology, I'm looking at, you know, 2020, how this year's going to play out. I've looked into 2021 and what's going to go down there. Once again, we always have free will. Nothing is in destiny. So I'm hoping us humans here on Earth in the last 6 months, we get it all together and unified, because then we could go into 2021, not have to be so hard. I think at Energy Muse, our mission is to take these monthly cycles and go, okay, this is going to be a shit show here. And how can I utilize, I know the shit show's coming and life has ebbs and flows. How can I navigate knowing that that's happening and have a tool to help me on the road so I could, like, you know what I mean? And then you, at the end of the day, you come out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, if you know where you're going to go and you have a little bit of a, some information and a tool, give me something I could do. Okay. Yes. And so that's what we're really trying to provide with our astrological crystal readings.
I love it. Yeah. I don't know enough. So that's why I'm always looking on Energy Muse, like what should I be looking out for this month? And what does this mean? And you have all of that there.
If you stick to formulas and you commit to practices and you're consistent to yourself, it's amazing how magical life becomes.
Well, and I love the formula, and it's actually doing the soul work. It's doing the work.
Mm-hmm. I hate that part of it. I really wish it wasn't part of it.
There's no easy pill to take. Darn it.
It's fun. And you know, you guys are giving us the resources, you know, whether it's channeling what we need to know and then giving us actually something physically that's going to help.
Yeah, it's the tangible. I think it's the feeling and being able to touch something and holding something that's real while you're doing the work does literally help ground you.
Well, and I will say, we're not asking anyone to do anything that we aren't doing ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's a real important part of the formula, is that we're in it with you.
I feel like this is what I want to get the word out. I feel like, from somebody who's been in the wellness world for a long time, we got to get the word out that nobody's going to do it for you. Because I promise you, if they could, I would have already found them. Done. The thing is that you got to do the work. We all have to show up for ourselves. But the good part about it is, if we do, we chip away at that, we are going to be these amazing light beings, and we're clearing all of our energy. So next month, on August 1st, we're starting, I'm going to do a 21-day on Instagram at 7 a.m. Whoever wants to join, it's going to be free. It's of service. Where you're going to do 20 minutes of clearing your energy for 21 days. And what's going to happen, at the people that commit every day for 21 days, they will come out on the other side and they'll say that my life has completely changed because of it. And I didn't do it, and nobody else in the group's going to do it. It's just, they showed up for themselves consistently doing clearing, which we have to do every single day. Because I don't know about you guys, but like, sometimes I wake up in the morning, I'm like this. And by the end of the day, I'm like, no, I feel like I'm like, wilting. Yeah. I'm like, all of a sudden it's like, you know what I mean? And it's just like, whoa, I can't let the weight and the burdens come down. But if we all know how to start clearing our energy, and it can be done like quick, and you don't have to buy anything, you could just show up for you. We are powerful as humans. It is important. I'm getting chills right now. Please, we have to unite together as light workers, as energetic warriors, as people stepping into our power. We are amazing. We just have to remember that.
Aren't we here, right, to evolve as ourselves as souls, but then together? So that we have to do that. And just to clarify, is it 7 a.m. Pacific? Just so that people who are listening.
Yes.
How about some, do you have stories that come to mind of people who've actually followed some of these practices and you're like, so proud of that story?
Yeah, this was the best story ever. So it was really when we first started our company, and this guy would call us and he's like, do you guys take cash? And we're like, no, you're in New York. How are we going to get cash from you? We're here in California. And he's like, well, how much is the prosperity necklace? I really want to buy it. So he saved and saved and saved and finally sent us a cashier's check. Bought the prosperity necklace, and I kid you not, he won the lottery in New York.
No.
So that was a pretty cool story, but you know, it happened. And so again, it's a formula. You wear it with an intention, treat it as a tool, your life changes and it works. And that's why we're still here 20 years later, because there's so many remarkable stories.
I have a question, just looking at the two of you. You're so cute together. You know, we're about seeking, right? And clearly you two have been seekers together for most of your lives. What would you both say to your earlier seeker selves about what you've achieved and maybe some of the fears and challenges that you faced early on?
What keeps coming to me lately is just sacred trust. Heather and I have that with one another. We're super lucky because a lot of business partners and friends don't. But I think for my own personal self, I wish I would have trusted my instinct, maybe my intuition, my gut a little bit more than what was supposed to be, because that was what everyone told me I should be doing. But, you know, the road took me here and that's where I was supposed to go down and have these journeys. But more trust, like inner trust. Again, very thankful that we have that trust one with one another. It's very important.
So this is probably a 24-hour revelation I've had. So thank you for answering the question. It's a perfect timing. It doesn't matter what other people think of me. What matters is what I think of me. Mm-hmm. And I really wish that I would have known this earlier, 27 years ago, because I spent so much time worrying, oh, do I fit in? No, I don't fit in. I'm probably not going to fit in. And you know what? I don't care, because I have to just be me from now on. And I got so wrapped up in what is someone going to think? And are they going to think it's weird? And it's like that was such a waste of time of what I could have been putting energy in just really doing other good things. Mm-hmm. And so I think for me, that's a layer I'm really releasing right now. It's still sticking to me. I'm not going to kid you. I'm going to do some like crystal like alignment works here, but cut. But I don't want to have to worry about that anymore. I just want to be me, and whoever gets it, and who doesn't. It's all good.
That's such good advice.
You two are such a great example of following your hearts and building a business that are helping people all over the world.
Yeah. I mean, thank you.
Thank you. And we're very like humbled that we actually were the chosen ones to do this for us, for our business. So it's every day it's humbling, to be honest with you.
That's so great. I love all the products that you're putting out on your website now, so that people, as you said, I mean, these are tools, but now you're giving people different formulas for the tool and more fun.
We also are humans, and we're here to connect, and we're here to live, and we're here to be happy, and we're here to lift each other up, and we're all here to love.
Yes. Well, and I think what you guys also show is that when you dream it, you can do it, right? Like when you dream it, it will come. And you look at the evolution of your business. It's really remarkable to think that you had this idea, you're selling it out of like the trunk of your car. And now look at your business and what you're creating, not just selling them, but ways to use them. And thank you.
Your grandma's very proud of you both.
They're looking down. They're looking down.
Sure. I'm sure they're all around you. That's for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin and Karen.
We'll talk to you.
Bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey!